All right, reacting to our top story this hour, we're going to get two voices, one an Iranian-American, one an Iranian in Iran. To the allegations, let me quickly recap them. Attorney General Eric Holder says the U.S. has foiled a plot financed by the Revolutionary Guard in Iran to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States. Plot was foiled in Mexico as an agent was caught with an informant trying to deliver a $1.5 million payoff to hire an assassin to kill the ambassador. What is the reaction like in Iran and among the sizable population of Iranian Americans here in the United States? We've invited Siamak Kalor, who's an Iranian American, lived here for 30 years. He's a radio host of a Farsi language radio program in Los Angeles on station KIRN. Siamak, give me a quick reaction, then I want to go to your colleague here who's on the line from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you always having the pulse of our community. We, as the Iranian Americans in Los Angeles mostly, we strongly condemn any act of terrorism. And according to, you know, this alleged plot has surprised many of us here. And all these senseless and intolerable alleged terror plots in the that happened has made us very shameful. If it's true, it's a huge surprise, and I think our community has to deal with it.
All right, surprise and condemnation from Iranian Americans. That's Siamak Kalor. Dr. Mohammad Mirandi, who's the head of North American Studies at the University of Tehran, on the line from Beirut, Lebanon. Iran has called the plot ridiculous. What do you believe, sir?
Well, first of all, I am also an Iranian American. Iranians really don't believe the story at all whatsoever. First of all, there's absolutely no motive whatsoever for the Iranians to carry out such an attack, and it wouldn't achieve anything that would benefit Iran. In fact, it would benefit hawks in the U.S. The target is hypothetically, let's say that the Iranians wanted to carry out such an attack. The target is insignificant. He's just an ambassador. And there are lots of better targets in the Middle East where there are, it's much easier to carry out such operations if someone was to do such a thing. So it's completely meaningless. And also the story is that it's very absurd. The Iranian who went to Mexico, he spoke to this Mexican hitman, this cartel, person in the cartel, and he says that my cousin is a big general in the Iranian military. Why in the world would he say why would he give such information to a mercenary or some hitman? That's extraordinarily foolish.
And all right, Dr. Mohammad Mirandi, hold on 1 second. Let's get a reaction from Siamak Kalor.
Well, there are some sentiments in our listeners here in Southern California. In the last day, we have got many calls from them. Some of them agree with Dr. Mirandi, and some of them are very surprised. Some people say it's not even true, and it doesn't really benefit the Iranian government. There are lots of questions of that sort, but it is the reaction. But a lot of our Iranians here have showed their condemnation, and they have really, they're shameful of what has happened. But if it has happened, it's alleged, and we're still waiting for investigations.
All right.
We would really like to hear more about this.
Siamak Kalor from radio station KIRN in Los Angeles. He's the radio host of a Farsi language program. He's been 30 years in the United States. Dr. Mirandi, is that shame legitimate that Siamak Kalor is expressing?
Well, whoever, if it is a true story, whoever would have carried out it would indeed be shameful. Just as the U.S. invasion of Iraq is shameful, and just as there's, you know, the Israeli actions in the Middle East are shameful. Any crime is shameful. But the point is that Iran had nothing to do with it. And another example that I wanted to give was when in custody, this Iranian allegedly made a phone call to this Iranian commander, Shakuri, or whoever he is, mm-hmm. and he told him, do it quickly. I mean, again, a senior Iranian commander who was behind an alleged terrorist plot would say on the phone, carry out immediately an international phone call, a phone call to the United States. It's
all right.
Absolutely
incredulity.
Absurd.
Incredulity from Dr. Mohammad Mirandi. Let me just get the voices and IDs here. Head of North American Studies at University of Tehran. He's on the line from Beirut, Lebanon, and Siamak Kalor, an Iranian-American radio host in Los Angeles. All right, to both of you, if this results in more sanctions from the U.S. against Iran, what do you make of that, Dr. Mirandi?
Well, it's not going to make any difference. I think it's just going to make the situation worse. The United States the government is at trouble at home. It is a trouble in the Middle East, and instead of trying to move towards rapprochement to find a more balanced approach to Iran, there's this extraordinary obsession with Iran, and I don't think this is going to help the United States. In fact, forces are at play in the region that are working to the detriment of the United States. The Saudis, they are funding Salafi people throughout the region. This is the same ideology that actually carried out 9/11. Yet the United States has no problem with that.
All right. But let's get a reaction from Siamak Kalwar.
Well, my point is, I heard Secretary Clinton said the plot crosses a line, and that she and President Obama were calling international leaders to tell them what happened. And I would assume that the investigation has revealed independent details connecting the conspiracy to Iranian government, besides the statements of the suspect or whatever. But however, if it's true that the Iranian government was involved in a terrorist plot to set off a bomb in a U.S. restaurant and kill a foreign ambassador, along with many others, is that not an act of war? If so, it makes Hillary Clinton's statement today look pretty lame, say the least.
Interesting. Siamak Kalwar, radio program host in Los Angeles for Farsi community out in the Southern California. Dr. Morandi, we'll give you the last word.
Yes, again, without a doubt, it had nothing to do with Iran. And Clinton's statement was also pretty strange. She said the idea that they would attempt to go to a Mexican drug cartel to solicit murder for hire to kill the Saudi ambassador. Nobody could make that up, right? She sounds herself as if she doesn't believe her own story.
All right, incredulity, a sense of condemnation, a wide-ranging set of views there from Iranian Americans, two of them who spoke with us. Dr. Mohammad Morandi is the head of North American Studies at the University of Tehran, speaking from Beirut, Lebanon, and Siamak Kalwar, an Iranian-American in the Los Angeles area, who's a radio host on a Farsi language program in Los Angeles station KIRN. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.